Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 33, where we'll continue the exploration of the Jewish history of Romanian cities with the city of Timișoara. You just listened at the beginning of the episode to the folk song Doina from Banat, or Song from Banat, Banat being the Romanian region where the city of Timișoara is. Timișoara in Romanian, Temeșvar in Hungarian, Temeșburg in German, Temeșvar in Yiddish, is the main economic, social and cultural center in western Romania. Located on the Bega River, Timișoara is considered the informal capital city of the historical Banat region. With over 251 inhabitants, Timișoara is the country's fifth most populous city and home to around 400,000 inhabitants in its metropolitan area. Timișoara is a multicultural city, home to 21 ethnic groups and 18 religious denominations. Historically, the most numerous population were the Swabian Germans, Jews, and Hungarians, who still make up to 6% of the population of current Timișoara. Timișoara is one of the most important educational centers in Romania, with about 40,000 students enrolled in the city's six universities. Several scientific breakthroughs in Romanian medicine have been achieved in Timișoara, including the first in vitro fertilization, the first laser heart surgery, and the first stem cell transplant. As a technology hub, the city has one of the most powerful IT sections in Romania along Bucharest, Cluj, Iași, and Brașov. In 2013, Timișoara had the fastest internet download speed in the world. Nicknamed the Little Vienna or the City of Roses, Timișoara is noted for its large number of historical monuments and its 36 parks and green spaces. The name of the city comes from the river which passes the city, Timișul Mic, Little Timiș. The Hungarian name of the city, Temeșvar, was first recorded in 1315. It refers to a castle, Var, on the Timiș River. The Romanian and German names, Timișoara and Temeșbur respectively, derive from the Hungarian word. The southeastern part of the Pannonian Plain is bound by the Mureș, the Tisza, and the Danube. The region was very fertile and always offered favorable conditions for food and human living going back 4,000 years. Archaeological remains attest the presence of a population of farmers, hunters, and artisans whose existence was favored by a mild climate, fertile soil, and abundant water and forests. The first identifiable civilization in Banat were the Dacians, who left traces of their past. It is assumed that in the 9th century, Kniaz Glad ruled over this land, accepting Hungarian sovereignty through no contemporary accounts exist. Timișoara was first officially mentioned in 1212 as the Roman Castrum Temesiensis, or Castrum Regium Temes. This year is disputed by historians of the opinion that the city's first documentary mention comes from around 1260, when heir apparent Stephen V of Hungary donates part of the Thames fortress built by his father Bela IV to Count Parabuc. The city was destroyed by the Tartars in the 13th century, but quickly rebuilt and grew considerably during the reign of Charles I of Hungary. Timișoara's importance also grew due to its strategic location, which facilitated control over the Banat Plain. By the middle of the 14th century, Timișoara was the forefront of Western Christendom's battle against the Muslim Ottoman Turks. The fall of Belgrade in 1521 and then the Hungarian defeat at Mohács in 1526 caused a division of the Hungarian kingdom in three parts, and Banat became the object of contention between the Habsburg Kingdom of Hungary and Ottomans. In 1552, a 160,000 strong army led by Kara Ahmed Pasha conquered the city and transformed it into a capital city in the region, Eyalet of Temeshvar. Timișoara remained under the Ottoman rule for 164 years, controlled directly by the Sultan and enjoying a special status similar to other big cities in the region, such as Budapest or Belgrade. During this period, Timișoara was home to a large Islamic community and was predominantly populated by Muslims. The Ottoman period of Timișoara produced famous historical figures such as Osman Aga of Temeshvar and Ali of Temeshvar. The first was an army officer, historian, and travel writer, the second a well-known military commander. After the Treaty of Pasarowitz in 1718, Banat became a province of the Habsburg monarchy. After the conquest of Banat, the imperial authorities in Vienna began an extensive process of colonization, inviting especially German Catholics from Württemberg, Swabia, Nassau, etc., who would become known as Banat Swabians. In Timișoara, the Swabians settled mainly in the fabric neighborhood, where they strongly developed craftsmanship. The political pressure of the Hungarian Diet or Parliament, the Viennese Imperial Court accepted the three counties of Banat to be reincorporated into the Hungarian Kingdom in 1779. As part of Austria-Hungary, the city experienced a fast economic and demographic growth. Credit institutions invested large sums of money in the development of local industry. At the turn of the 20th century, there were many enterprises here: two breweries, an iron foundry, a match factory, a brick factory, a gas factory, a chain factory, a hat factory, a chocolate factory, etc. In the empire, Timișoara was technologically innovative as the first city in the Habsburg Empire to install street lighting in 1760. And then again in 1884, when Temeshvar became the first city in Europe to have electrical street lighting. It also opened the first public lending library in the Habsburg Empire and opened a hospital long before Vienna. In the aftermath of the First World War, the Banat region was divided between the Kingdom of Romania and the Kingdom of Serb, Croats, and Slovenes, and Timișoara came under Romanian administration after a short Serbian occupation between 1918 and 1919. The city was given by Hungary to Romania by the Treaty of Trianon from 1920. During the Second World War, Timișoara suffered damage from both Allied and Axis bombing raids, especially during the second half of 1944. After the war, the People's Republic of Romania was proclaimed and Timișoara underwent Sovietization and later systematization. The city population tripled between 1948 and 1992. Timișoara became highly industrialized, both through new investments and by increasing the capacities of the old enterprises in various industries: machine building, textile and footwear, electrical, food, plastics, optical, building material, furniture, etc. In December 1989, Timișoara witnessed a series of mass street protests in what was to become the Romanian Revolution. On December 20th, 3 days after bloodshed began there, Timișoara was declared the first city free of communism in Romania. Jewish presence in Banat dates back to 2nd and 3rd centuries, the time of Dacia's occupation by the Roman armies. Jews have been present in Timișoara since 1515, when some settled there following the expulsion from Spain. The community grew during the Ottoman occupation of Banat, as Sephardic Jews from the Ottoman Empire, particularly from Constantinople and Thessaloniki, migrated to this area. Documents confirm the presence of Sephardic Jews merchants and moneylenders in Banat, and the settlement of Jews in Timișoara is also attested by the funeral stones located in the Jewish cemetery of the city. The oldest surviving funeral stone dates from 1693, of the Jewish doctor Azriel Asael, originally from Thessaloniki. After Prince Eugene of Savoy's Zenta victory over the Turks in 1698, the Austrian administration recorded the presence of 144 Jews in Timișoara. As in Bohemia and Moravia, the Jews of Timișoara were oppressed by the restrictions formulated by Maria Theresa in 1776. Only 49 were permitted to reside in the city. The Jews were restricted to a single community, headed by a dayan and a rabbi, nor might they contract marriages or leave the city without permission from the local authorities. Only 8 were allowed to engage in commerce, and the distinction between Ashkenazim and Sephardim was abolished, and the whole Jewry being comprised under the term protected Jews of the cities and counties of the Banat. Jews from other places were forbidden to enter the city except for commercial purposes, when they were required to pay a daily tax of 5 groschen for protection, and were obliged to leave the city at night. Jews were forbidden either to have Christian servants or to live in the houses of Christians, and were compelled to reside in a ghetto in the citadel, their quarter being surrounded by streets now called Varoshas, Zerb, Ershibet, and Gino. Marriages could be performed only by the rabbi of Timișoara, and all Jews who died in the province were to be buried in the cemetery of the city. It was not until the reign of Joseph II in the 18th century that the condition of the Jews of Timișoara began to improve. After 1870, the year of the split in the Jewish community throughout the empire, the status quo Jewish community establishes itself in the fabric neighborhood of Timișoara, while the Orthodox community congregated in the Josephine neighborhood. The first rabbi of Timișoara lived in the first half of the 19th century and was the European famous Rabbi Oppenheim, or Oppenheimer Zvi Hirsch ben David, also known as Gaon Rabbi Herschele Temeshvarer. His grave in the cemetery in Calea Lipovei has become a place of pilgrimage for Jews and non-Jews alike. The most prominent personality of Banat Jewry was Baron Ignaz Eisenstadler from Buziaș, president of the Jewish community in 1866 and of the Chevra Kadisha, who made the greatest contribution to the construction of the synagogue in Cetate, among other things, donating the organ. 10,000 people from Timișoara and Banat took part at his burial. The peak of the flourishing of the Jewish communities was reached only after 1867, the year of Austro-Hungarian reconciliation, with the construction of 6 synagogues. First, the big Neolog one in the central Cetate district built between 1863 and 64, an imposing construction executed in Moorish style. This was followed in 1899 by the construction of the synagogue in the Fabric District, also Neolog, which appears as a true architectural pearl, and finally the Orthodox one in the Josephine District between 1906 and 1910. Multicultural Timișoara was also an important Jewish center at the beginning of the 20th century. The Jewish community in the city numbered around 12,000 souls in the interwar period, being a true economic engine of Timișoara. The Jews were book and newspaper publishers, had their own printing houses, laid the foundations of Timișoara textile industry, cotton, wool, and silk, and established hat, paint, soap, oil, leather, and footwear factories. They created banking institutions, giving rise to a flourishing trade through textile and food stores, through the export of cereals and furs. The small Jewish craftsmen contributed greatly through their consciousness and professionalism to the provision of household goods. The Jewish artists laid the foundations of the city philharmonic orchestra, and the concerts and musical life enjoyed a large attendance from the Jewish population. During the Second World War, both Timișoara and Banat Jews suffered because of the Iron Guard They were sent to forced labor camp, deported to Transnistria. So the Jewish communities in the country was pretty much dissolved, and the Jews from there were moved to Timișoara, their property being confiscated. The Jews were evicted from their homes. The practice of trade and professions was prohibited. Jewish civil servants and teachers were excluded from public service. Jewish doctors and pharmacists were removed from colleges. Jewish lawyers from bars, Jewish pupils and students from state education. Later, during the communist period, in which some Jews believed that they would be rehabilitated, brought them back great disappointment as nationalism, which has invaded communism, revived antisemitism. In 1947, there were still more than 13,600 Jews in Timișoara. By 1956, emigration to Israel reduced its number to 6,700, still the highest for all Transylvanian cities. But by 1971, the population has fallen to 3,000. Today, the small Jewish community numbers only about 60 registered people. The Jews of Timișoara are fighting hard to preserve their identity and keep the flame of their ancestral faith alive. Among the Jews of Banat, scientists, theologians, entrepreneurs, teachers, artists, and athletes, some are becoming known throughout the world, and a few names are relevant in this regard. Physicist Peter Freud, musician Johan Hollander, journalist Peter Gross, and football player Rudolf Welzer. An important element of Jewish presence in Timișoara is the Jewish cemeteries. The Timișoara Main Jewish Cemetery, one of the oldest cemeteries in Romania, is situated in the Lipovei district, which is with its main entrance on Calea Severbuku, formerly known as Calea Lipovei. As I mentioned before, the oldest grave in the cemetery, dating back to 1636, belongs to Asael Azriel, a Sephardic Jew from Thessaloniki. The inscriptions on the older tombstones are in Hebrew, gradually becoming bilingual in the 19th century as the city administration changed. Initially, they were in Hebrew and German, later shifting to Hebrew and Hungarian, and eventually to Hebrew and Romanian. The cemetery is divided into two sections, the older one, situated to the right upon entering, and the newer one on the left. There are approximately 14,000 graves, 81 crypts, and a chapel. The chapel, designed in the Moorish style, typical of the late 19th century Jewish buildings, consists of three rooms, a spacious hall for funeral ceremonies, a wake room, and a mortuary room for washing the deceased. Adjacent to the chapel is the residence of the guard and caretaker. And the frontispiece of the chapel is inscribed a Hebrew text which referred to verse 4 of chapter 32 of Deuteronomy. This place was erected for the glory of his deeds in the blessed name of the true judge. On the chapel wall, there is a plaque listing the names of 28 Jews from Timișoara who perished during the Holocaust. Across from it stands a commemorative stele dedicated to the Jews who were killed in the Second World War. The tomb of Rabbi Zvi Ben David Oppenheim is a site of pilgrimage, as I said, for people of all faith because they believed that it performs miracles. The legend stems from a story told by Rabbi Jacob Singer, in which a Christian cemetery guard who survived the First World War unharmed credited his survival to the rabbi's power, despite the rabbi having died more than 50 years earlier. Let's review now the symbol of Jewish life, the Timișoara synagogues. Fabric Synagogue, also called the New Synagogue, is a former Neolog Jewish synagogue located on Ion Luca Caragiale Street in the Fabric district of Timișoara. Fabric Synagogue is one of the most beautiful buildings in Timișoara, notable for its very rich decorative ensemble. It features neo-Moorish elements combined with Gothic and neo-Renaissance elements. The synagogue was built on foundation of a previous synagogue. The year of the foundation of the original synagogue on this site is disputed. Some opinions date it to 1838, others to 1841. The temple was first opened for a Jewish community that, after 1870, joined the so-called status quo trend of Hungarian and Transylvanian Judaism. A dozen years later, this community became Neolog. The original synagogue was located on Kunz Embankment on the banks of the Bega Canal, next to the Archduke's house and the Joseph Kunz Palace. The fabric synagogue was built according to a project by the Hungarian architect Lipót Baumhorn, who designed, among other things, the Neolog synagogues in Brasov and Szeged. The new building was designed according to the tradition of the great contemporary Neolog synagogues of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, being similar in shape to the synagogues in Rijeka, Szolnok, and Rezvin. Delighted by the plan, the Jews of Fabric form a temple construction committee chaired by David Blau, a spirit maker. The religious building cost 162,000 crowns. After a first presentation of the project, the newspaper Temesvar Zeitung headlined on November 28, 1896. The project is fabulous. The building will be imposing and will be one of the most special architectural ornaments of the city of Timișoara. The success of the presentation mobilized the Jewish community in Fabric, and in a short time, most of the funds were secured through collections and donations. The local authorities contributed 6,000 crowns obtained following a lottery organized by the city hall. In addition to Amalia Freud, who donated half of the value of the land needed for construction, Alexander Kohn, the sales representative and lawyer of the Kunz Brick Factory, also played an important role in the synagogue construction committee. He also served as a chairman of the committee. The work was entrusted to the Timișoara entrepreneur Joseph Kramer. The synagogue was inaugurated on September 3, 1899. With a sermon by Rabbi Jacob Singer in the presence of the head of the community, Barnard Deutsch, and the mayor of Timișoara, Carol Tilbitz. The organ was built by the famous Timișoara craftsman, Carl Leopold Wegenstein. The synagogue fell into decay at the end of the communist period, closing in 1985 as most of the Jews left the city after the World War II and emigrated to Israel. It was closed for 24 years, during which time it was vandalized several times and several valuables, such as sculptures or pieces of furniture, were stolen. In 2023, it was taken over by the Timișoara City Hall for maintenance, rehabilitation, and restoration in order to transform it into a tourist and cultural objective. Another important synagogue is the Cetate Synagogue, built in the central Cetate neighborhood from where its name comes, and is located on Mărășești Street. Many Jews responded to the call of Chief Rabbi Mor Hirschfeld to replace the two small synagogues with a new one, with donations and active participation in the organization and supervision of the work. The organizing committee, under the leadership of Markus Grünbaum and Ignaz Eisenstädler, the treasurer and later between the 1870s and 1890s, the president of the community, played a key role. Ignaz Eisenstädler, as an industrialist, businessman, and as a founder and first executive of the Lloyd Society, enjoyed formidable prestige. The Jewish community commissioned the Austrian architect Karl Schumann to design a synagogue similar to the much-admired one in Budapest, the Dohany Street Synagogue, the work of the architect Ludwig Forster, Schumann's Forster patron. The building was designed in an eclectic style with features of the Mori style. The synagogue was built between 1863 and 1865 and was inaugurated on September 19, 1865 and was re-inaugurated 7 years later in 1872 by Emperor Franz Joseph I of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It served the Neolog Jewish community for almost 100 years. The synagogue fell into disrepair at the end of the communist period, and in 2001, the Jewish community of Timișoara gave the Cetate Synagogue for a period of 50 years to the Philharmonic Society. It was reopened for the first time in 20 years in September 2005, when it hosted a concert organized by the Timișoara Philharmonic Society. Currently, the synagogue is back under the administration of the Federation of Jewish Communities in Romania. The Cetate Synagogue is one of the most distinctive and original buildings in the city. It has a rectangular plan with a dome and arches, with a vestibule and two towers on the west side. Its characteristic element is the facade with two massive towers which integrate into the street front. The facade is built of bricks alternating with glazed ceramics. The two tall towers are topped with domes, and the main facade has a rosette with stained glass windows in the middle. Inside the synagogue, inscriptions on marble slabs draw attention to important events. On one, the architect, Carl Schumann, and the community leaders are named. On the wall to the right of the entrance, a text in Hungarian, written in golden letters, records another memorable event, the reopening of synagogue on May 7, 1872, on the occasion of the visit of Emperor Franz Joseph I. It was a supreme gesture of recognizing Jews as citizens with full rights belonging to an important community in the city. Finally, the Josephine Synagogue is an Orthodox Jewish synagogue located on Iuliu Maniu Boulevard in the Josephine district of Timișoara. The community of Orthodox Jews in Josephine formed in 1871, met until 1894 in rented premises. The synagogue was inaugurated on September 18, 1895, on the eve of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Bernard Shuk, as the leader of the community, made an effective contribution to its construction. Carol Telbitz, the mayor of Timișoara, was also present at its inauguration. Built according to the plans of the architect Karl Hart, in an eclectic style with neo-Moorish, neo-Romanesque, and neo-Gothic ornaments, the synagogue is modest in size compared to the other two large synagogues in the city. In 1910, the synagogue was enlarged by photographs from 1914 and 1915 showed that the synagogue had only one central dome. Later, it acquired its current appearance with two central domes and two smaller later ones. In the courtyard of the synagogue, there were a cheder kindergarten, a mikvah, a ritual bath, and a shekita, a slaughterhouse. The Orthodox primary school, established in 1918, moved 10 years later to a new building at the end of the courtyard. The marble plaque inside the synagogue commemorates the construction of the school in 1928, honoring the names of those who contributed. First, Rabbi Bernard Shuk, community president Jacob Rothbart, architect Arnor Merbel, and Jacob Klein, and others. Currently, the Josephine Synagogue is used on Friday evenings, Saturday mornings, and high holidays. This concludes the episode on Jewish Timișoara. Until next episode, be well.